The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I can't believe I forgot to talk about our huge weekend. It's been a couple of days, but Anthony was hanging out with the hip-hop legend Paul Wall. DJ Automatic closed out the NBA season and DJed for arena football, but I still think I had the bigger weekend, so I want to revisit this. My name is Dana Cortez. Good morning.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
So, Anthony, I think you need to go first. I'm not going to lie, because you were hanging out with some living legends a couple of days ago.
Oh, it's going to get name drop heavy. I was at my friend Renee Vaca and Ralph Proposal's comedy show, and backstage there was so many different influential people. Mexican OT was there.
Oh,
Paul Wall was back there. Johnny Dang was out there passing out grills. We're not giving away grills, but he's giving my friend Ralph a grill. It's insane.
Did you get a grill?
No, I wish. No way. That side of the green room was a whole different tax bracket.
Okay.
Me and the merch guy.
Why do the rich people get the free grills? I don't understand that.
Hey, you know what?
Makes no sense.
That's a good question for Sir Paul Wall. But then my friend Renee saw me and yelled at me that I need to host the next night, and then the following night, hosting for 6,000 people.
Nice.
Great audience. So shout out to everyone who's out there.
DJ Automatic, your weekend pretty big as well?
I DJed for the NBA, and I DJed for the Arena Football League. So it was a very sporty weekend.
Man.
I will say my NBA season is over with. I'm glad that we are done with this past one. The Phoenix Suns had the most disappointing season, I think, of any NBA team in a very, very long time.
I really feel bad because, you know, you're my husband, so I just always want you to win.
Yeah, it was great to be a part of the season, but it was kind of like one of those, your dog that you know has been sick and you don't want to put it down, but it's time to put it down.
That's so sad.
I also DJed an arena football league, and that was the first time I've ever DJed any kind of football game, and it was different. It was exciting.
You know, I'm glad to hear that the football experience is way better than the basketball year experience you just described, DJ Automatic.
It was a long year, dude. It was a really long year.
Very long season. Well, I had a bigger weekend than both of you put together.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I got to wash all of our clothes.
Ooh.
I got to wash all of our bedding and everything that we sit on the couch. And then to top it all off, I got to go get an hour and a half massage and a facial.
There it is.
Let's go. I was so excited about my hour and a half massage and my facial. I called my mom. She was excited for me. She's like, I'm so happy that you're getting some downtime and you won't be able to get up. Because during a massage, you cannot leave the table unless you have to go to the bathroom. But I have this horrible habit of sitting down and I'm going to start doing something like watching something and then I have to get up. Oh, I have to go do this. I have to go do that. So the hour and a half massage and the hour facial, I just relaxed. It was amazing.
That's like, it's what, 120 minutes plus of just relaxation?
Just me and a couple of ladies helping me relax a little bit, you know?
That's all we all need for relaxation.
Anthony, I think your idea is a little different than mine, okay? All right, so what do we have for National Day?
Today is the day the IRS says, hey, give us what you owe us. It is tax day. Today is the deadline to get those in by midnight tonight, unless you file an extension.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. I filed an extension. I saw the funniest meme on Instagram yesterday. A woman is pretending to talk to the IRS, and she says, IRS, I know you know how much I owe. And the IRS says, yes, we do. Then why don't you just tell me? And the IRS says, no, you have to figure it out. And if you're wrong, you go to prison. Exactly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We found an original Beatles album in our storage room. So DJ Automatic and I, we bought a house on the internet, had it redone. I was so mad though, Anthony, when we first bought this place because the woman who lived there, I mean, I'm not mad at her, but her kids didn't clean her storeroom out.
They left everything. There's a refrigerator in there. Yeah. There's a bed in there. There's a dresser in there.
Who knows how old that mattress is?
Lots of boxes in there.
So I'm like, there's just junk and I can't put my stuff in the storeroom because everything's in there. So I had to yell at DJ Automatic this Sunday, like, come on, husband, let's go up there and clear it out.
In there.
And we found treasure. The Beatles album.
Which is a first pressing stereo version of the Beatles.
The 60s or was it 50s? I don't even know.
Well, I'll just say I looked it up on the internet. The least amount of money we would get for it is $1,000.
Because it's in good condition, too. Yeah. It's in good condition. Okay,
what else?
Some
of them are going from $5,000 to $12,000. Oh.
Well, let's say we have a $12,000 one. Let's just say, okay, what else did we find?
We found Truman Capote, In Cold Blood, first edition. That's a book. He's a very famous author.
Oh my gosh, I love watching the movie about Truman Capote. Do you know who Truman Capote was? Well, us ladies who lunch do. Okay, what else?
Sealed Frank Sinatra albums. Diana Ross, Lady Sings the Blues. There's a fold-out one. Has all the inserts in it. There's Saturday Night Fever, Schindler's List, box set numbered. Dana found an Oscar De La Renta jacket.
Yes. and a fur.
There's a fur, a mink fur that was in there.
Hey, yes. The lady there had nice taste, and she was
she had great taste in music.
Yeah. And, you know, he didn't talk about the most, I think, important piece that who knows what it's worth, the Urban Cowboy soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, she had the Urban Cowboy, the vinyl. Dana was so happy. You would have sworn that she hit the jackpot when she saw that.
I couldn't believe that Jesse Watt and producer Chewy had never heard of Urban Cowboy.
I only know about that movie because of you.
Is that the only reason you know about Urban Cowboy?
It's like the 70s, right?
Yes, but my mother loved that movie.
It's a renowned movie, though. It's a film classic, right?
Urban Cowboy shifted the style of the world. Everybody wanted to be a cowboy. I swear to you, you can do your Googles and research. You know how much
I know
about this movie.
Didn't it come out at the same time about Saturday Night Fever, though?
No, it came out later.
Oh, okay.
So Saturday Night Fever and Urban Cowboy both star John Travolta. But in my opinion, Urban Cowboy is a classic. If you haven't seen this movie yet,
Dana is passionate about it, obviously.
It's such a good movie.
It's her favorite movie.
I remember thinking, you know, when I watched this movie, even now, I want to live in a building overlooking the city. Why do we live in a high-rise, DJ Automatic, right now?
Because of Urban Cowboy.
Because Pam lived in a high-rise. And so I convinced DJ Automatic to buy the high-rise so we could live
there
like
it is,
Pam.
And now you have the soundtrack.
Yeah. But that one's worth like $20.
It is not. It's probably
the sentimental value today.
Yeah, is that one you're going to give away or are you going to keep that one?
Oh, it's not leaving the house.
I don't think so, right?
It will not go up for auction. I don't care how much money somebody calls with. Well, I mean, I don't know. All right, do you know somebody who works at an auction house? Because I really want to sell some of this stuff because it's going to cost us probably whatever this stuff is worth to hire somebody to come move everything else out of the storeroom.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I bought a cat and I wanted to surprise DJ Automatic. And to be honest, I made this purchase last year. Oh. So I'd kind of forgotten about it. It's our recession cat because I'm very nervous about feeding the cat now. I would have never bought it if I knew, you know, what's happening now. But anyway, and I mentioned it to DJ Automatic. In fact,
you showed me pictures of cats on the internet and were like, I would love to have one of these cats.
And,
I was like, you know what? We don't really need, we got two dogs. We don't need a cat.
I have mentioned this cat for over a year and a half on the radio. Almost every week, I want a cat, I want a cat.
Are you as confused as I am, Matt? Because we were in the studio. No. Do you remember any mention of these cats?
It's a tough position to be in right now.
Yeah. So go ahead, you can Dana stay Cortez. Neutral. You can stay like Switzerland. Either way, I figured Automatic and I and Avomatic, we have had the dogs for a long time. They do a great job with the dogs. I can take care of the cat. And I told you I wanted the kitty. So I bought it, and he got so upset with me.
Well, that of course I did. You can't just go buy an animal without talking to me about it.
I did talk to you about it.
And who's going to end up cleaning up everything? You say you're going to do it, but it's going to be me.
I'll do it, DJ Automatic. I will clean it.
Remember this. This is recorded, right? Because I know I'm going to be like, oh, man, I forgot to clean the kitty litter again.
Dana, let's back it up. What do you mean you paid for it? Did you mention you paid for it already a year ago?
Last year. Yeah.
So you had already bought it. It was already.
It didn't say anything about it.
Didn't say anything for a year.
It was a surprise.
Oh, a surprise kitty.
It was a surprise cat.
That's automatic. Not the kind of surprise kitty I like.
You love cats, Otto.
Yes.
I do like cats, but the fact
and now that I kept sending him the pictures because the lady was like, he's born. And I was like, so I just kept like sliding these photos and Otto was like, why are you sending me this cat picture? Like, that's your cat.
I really was clueless. I had no idea.
No, I do have a question, Dana Cortez. So you're going to have the cats and the dogs in your apartment?
Yes.
Oh, whoa. Yes. Ace Ventura over here.
Yes.
That detective. Oh. That's a lot of animals.
No, it is a lot of animals, but it's okay. They're going to learn to love this kitty.
Yeah, it's going
to
be so.
She told that to the HOA president yesterday, and she was like, you are.
Oh. I did.
Like, you sure about that?
In the end, I believe that you will be very happy.
I love animals. I don't have a problem with the cat. I have a problem with you buying a cat without me.
Uh-oh, he is pointing
at her. I told you it was a surprise. Surprise!
See, the thing is, the last cat we had didn't go well. So we got a Saraval cat, which is a big cat. It was great. Nala was a great cat. But she got out the house.
She didn't get out of the house. Cat can't open the door by itself.
Dana thinks I let the cat out.
I didn't think you let the cat out.
I might have let the cat out the house. And at the time, we lived in Albuquerque, and we lived right on the Rio Grande. And I think...
Right off the river, huh?
Yeah, I think a hawk got our cat.
We don't think it. There was a giant hawk hanging out in the front yard. All of a sudden, Nala's gone.
This is a fancy cat.
Yeah, because I've always had, like, barrio cats, which is neighborhood cats. I've always had neighborhood cats, neighborhood dogs. You know, just random strays or animals your neighbors are giving away. And I remembered something Automatic, when I first met him, told me, I want a British short hair. And I remember you said that.
It was a long time ago. They are my favorite kitty.
To be honest, I didn't even know there were different types of cats.
Oh, dude. These are the ones with the flat face.
Oh.
They're so cute.
All right.
And this one that you got, it's like bluish gray. The cat from Alice in Wonderland.
It's lilac.
I've known of two cats my whole life. Garfield and Black Cats. That's it. Other than that, I don't even know what their names are. So this is a British short hair cat.
British short hair. And then automatic. I don't want this cat. I don't want this cat. Send him a video. What did you do?
I named him Oliver Cromwell.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Yep. He's Oliver Cromwell of the Rolando clan. Del Sur.
I hope he meows with a British accent. That'd be great.
Oh, I would love that.
Meow.
He's a sophisticated kitty.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Chris Brown spotted with one of his exes. Is it Rihanna? Oh my gosh, this is huge news. But first, Anthony A. Famous People's birthdays.
Arguably the greatest comedic actor of all time. Ooh. Seth Rogen celebrating his birthday. Chris Stapleton also celebrating a birthday. Aww. Sexy Red and Emma Watson.
Okay, so Chris Brown, a couple of days ago, he's at Coachella and Karrueche Tran walks by and they have a moment. They say hello. Now, they didn't get close. There were no hugs or anything. But the last time that these two had an encounter, it was in court when she filed a restraining order. So she said hello and she moved on. It was very cordial. Is this the evolution of Chris Brown? And let me ask you why, because you know, I mean, automatic Anthony, I'd be lying if I didn't admit that he's a great artist. I'm not the biggest fan of his behavior. May I say that? I'm not the biggest fan. But I did notice on his new tour, he said, nobody wears red bandanas. I'm looking for positive energy. Is he changing? Because he's older now. He's not a child anymore. He's Chris Brown, you're damn near 40. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, Chris Brown's pushing 40. He's better have changed by now. If he hadn't changed by now, he's never going to change.
Better late than never, right? Do you believe that he's moving in that kind of direction? Is it more of a grown-up as an adult?
I believe so. And I think after that last world tour he went on, too, I think where he went to Africa and sold out a stadium there in seconds.
Anthony?
I think that really kind of changed his perspective because he felt the amount of warmth and support and love that everybody has for him. And I think for a long time he thought he was a black sheep and what he did deserves that treatment. But now I think after that last tour, he was like, oh my God, I have fans. Maybe some healing he experienced.
People
who love me out there. And I think that really changed him. I do think so.
I also think that we've met his mom a few times and his mom's a pretty level headed person for the fact automatic. That you know he was so, you know, out there for a long time. His mom was always super down to earth, super level headed, and I think she saw that maybe eventually he would come to this. I mean, you usually turn into who your parents are for the most part. I think he's going to become that guy as he gets older.
For as many flaws as, you know, we've seen play out in the public, he is a very good father to his daughters.
He is a good father. I hope that he changes because I'm all about forgiveness and redemption. And you're right, automatic. When you mentioned his mom, I think about the suffering she went through and Chris Brown was a witness to that as a child. So his path to healing might be longer than what other people's. And let me tell you, this is not an excuse for all the foolish things he has done.
He did to Rihanna was wrong.
He did to Karrueche, she had to file a restraining order. This is not a simple thing. This is not a one and done. This is many women. Game had to call his name out on a track to leave Karrueche alone. So I'm saying, though, that I hope he does find his redemption. I hope he does change for the betterment of himself, not just for everybody, all his fans, for him as a man and as a father.
That's right. Yeah.
I believe in second chances. I believe in forgiveness.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We have an update in the Diddy trial, and Jay-Z and Beyonce are involved. I will give you all the details after Anthony A. gives us celebrity birthdays.
We have Seth Rogen celebrating his birthday, Chris Stapleton, Luis Fonse, Sexy Red, and Emma Watson.
Okay, so according to the latest reports out of the Diddy trial, it looks like Jay-Z and Beyonce are no longer named in any of the allegations that Diddy is facing. So I'm sure that for this couple and their family, they're very relieved that they've been removed. Also, the fact that they have children. And that one day they're going to have to, you know, I don't think right now they're talking to their little ones about this, but one day they're going to have to address this. And now they can say, see, mommy and daddy fought and we won and our names have been removed from all of this nonsense.
Yeah, but no matter what, the damage has been done. I mean, every time I hear about Diddy, now I have to hear about Beyonce and Jay-Z. Their names are forever going to be tied to this just because of somebody saying their name. Which is not fair, but it's just, I guess it's just the way it's going to be from here on out.
Automatic, you and I were having lunch the other day. I think we were.
And now that whole table of people couldn't stop talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce and how they were tied to the whole Diddy thing. And I wanted to stop them and be like, guys, you realize that's not true. That's just internet rumors. But I thought, I'm not going to just interrupt somebody's lunch.
I didn't hear them. Automatic was eavesdropping, which he does quite often. But I told him, no, you cannot interrupt them. You're right. I mean, your name's associated with something like that. There's always that, oh my gosh, what if it's true? That doubt.
Yeah, well, Jay-Z was at a lot of the parties, and he hasn't publicly said anything. I guess they didn't.
Publicly say something. He vehemently denied them in a press release, and he had an attorney, and he sued Tony Busby.
He hasn't sat down and done an interview or nothing.
Oh,
like,
no.
It's just all written statements.
Written statements and lawyers that came in and countersued one of the attorneys who was...
Yeah, I think if they want people what Automatic's talking about, to ever disassociate them from this going forward, they might have to sit down and do like an interview or do something.
Do you think he'll ever do that, Automatic? He's not really a guy that he doesn't do that very often. Do you think he'll do it? Will he sit in front of somebody from the press, a real journalist, possibly, and answer questions? Because I agree with Anthony. I hadn't even thought of that until he does that and it goes viral. And I don't know that his name will really be cleared.
Nah, it's a lose-lose situation for him no matter what. Even if he does go out there, people are going to be like, of course you said it. People are going to believe what they want to believe. You can't. There's nothing they can do to change it.
I'm just glad for Beyonce and for their children, because I'm sure that for her, it's a huge relief.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The world's best-selling cookie is teaming up with one of the most popular food franchises in the country. We'll talk about it more. Automatic will give us the deets inside food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
All right, yesterday history was made. An all-female flight crew boarded Blue Origin, left Earth, and came back down 11 minutes later, safely and soundly. You had Gail King, Aisha Bowe, who is a NASA rocket scientist, Katy Perry, also Lauren Sanchez, the girlfriend of Jeff Bezos. Of course, she gets front row. That's her man's rocket. And she said this when she landed, like literally seconds after stepping outside of Blue Origin.
I can't put it into words, but like I looked out the window and we got to see the moon. Earth looked so quiet, but then also really alive. And you look at it and you're like, we're all in this together. That's all I could think about. We're so connected. It makes me want to come back and just hug everyone and be like, oh my God, we're in this together.
You know, she's a journalist. And for her to be at a loss for words really made me understand the impact of being up there and seeing planet Earth. All these borders, all these things, all these arguments that we have with one another, they're really made up.
It is all made up.
It's insane. We're all so connected. I hope she's able to go around and really talk about the experience and share it more in that kind of human way.
There you go.
Because it made me
emotional.
I mean,
there's only a handful of people on planet Earth that have ever got that kind of experience.
And yeah.
For her to be able to convey the message that
we're so connected.
Really.
We're so connected.
Insignificant at the same time.
Yes, we're like specks of dust in this universe, really. So there's not enough time to be arguing over stupid stuff.
There it is, dude.
Let's come together.
Prolific and deep for that 11 minutes of them in space. Great job, guys.
For sure. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Wendy's is teaming up with Oreos and Pop-Tarts to bring us some new Frosties, okay? So they're going to have the Pop-Tart Strawberry Frosty Fusion, where it's actually going to have little chunks of Pop-Tart, strawberry Pop-Tarts in it. And then they're also going to have the Oreo Brownie Batter Frosty, which is going to have Oreos inside of it with little toffee pieces.
My mouth is watering. It should not be right now on the radio. I have to swallow. Hold on. That sounds so good. The only thing is, are they going to cook the Pop-Tart or is it raw Pop-Tart? Because I don't like raw Pop-Tart. You got to put it in the toaster, and I like to double crust it. Okay. And I like to double toast it. It's got to be very brown.
Oh,
I think you're going to have to raw dog this strawberry.
No, no. An Oreo cookie. I'll eat that anyway. Like Oreo cookies are the best. Bite it all Automatic, or do you twist and lick?
Oh, you got to eat the middle first.
That's the twist and lick
part of it.
Anthony A?
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Honestly, twisting and licking? What's going on here? Are we still talking about the rocket? we're talking about diabetes.
We're talking about Oreo cookies.
Oreo cookies in the McFlurry. Give it to me anyway.
First of all, that's the wrong place. It's Wendy's.
Oh. It's a Frosty, okay? You better put some respect on the Frosty. Okay?
My bad.
Best ice cream treat out there.
Poor Wendy right now. She's like, stop it, Anthony. Wendy's ice cream machine always works.
There it is.
Okay, there you go.
My bad. I digress.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go and start with National Jackie Robinson Day.
Oh, let's go.
This day that he broke the color barrier in baseball, forever changed the game.
Google Jackie Robinson, a great American hero and a patriot.
Yes.
Shout out to number 42.
There you go.
And we also have National Glazed Spiral Ham Day, which my family does ham on Easter. So
We're doing ham too.
See, ham, yeah.
I don't like glaze. I don't like no sugar on my ham.
Oh, what? You like the glaze?
Just ham off the bone. Just plain ham. Don't put any honey. Why are you putting honey on ham?
Uh-oh.
Who did that?
Automatic buckle up. It's National Laundry Day.
I thought we were still talking about ham. I was excited. Now I'm just depressed about laundry because I've been doing it and I realize how much I hate doing laundry and that's why I got myself... I'm not going to finish that sentence.
I already know what you're going to say. Just say it. You got me, your wife.
Yes, a wife that takes really good care of me and does all my laundry for me, and I appreciate you so much, Dan.
You're welcome.
There you go.
That was a good way to say that. That was good.
I think the term laundry enthusiast is what Dana is. And yeah, I think that's good.
There's another word for it, but we can't say it on the radio.
Hey, now.
Okay, how I feel about laundry.
And it's at this point in the conversation where I remind you, do your taxes if you haven't done them yet. It's National Tax Day, and if you're not done by midnight tonight, you are late. Y'all
file an extension like we did. I have a love-hate relationship with taxes. I don't like paying them, but I love all they provide. The roads we drive on. Oh, the internet that we love to scroll on. The education that my three daughters. What? Automatic?
The government has not been involved with the internet in a very, very long time. That was privatized a long time ago, so my taxes do not go to
Yeah, they do. Of course they do. Everything.
That's a whole $160 extra I got to pay everybody.
Every single major development in the world had some government subsidy behind it before. Mm. Did you know that?
No,
everything.
I didn't know that.
I know that the internet started with the government, but like I said, it's been privatized a long time ago and I got to pay
But
that
without the government, you wouldn't have it. Without the government, Blue Origin wouldn't have happened.
True.
Without your tax dollars.
We sounded way more proficient and intelligent when we were talking about Frosties.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Okay, I thought Anthony A hanging out with Paul Wall and Johnny Dang, and then Otto, you had this big story you told earlier about DJing for the NBA and arena football, and then I had a massage and a facial, which for me was really big. I thought those were big. But what happened yesterday with Blue Origin left the earth and then came back, which I still think I'm kind of mind blown about the whole thing.
Ah.
I felt so emotional. I didn't expect to feel that
it's
way.
It's a big moment in history because it's the first time an all-female flight crew went to space.
Oh, of course. That's historical. And then Katy Perry had said she was going to go on tour in Mexico and she was going to release her set list from space. She did not.
No, they said, Katie, just do that on a carousel post on Instagram. We're good.
Yeah, because I'm sure she's in space. And Otto, what did you say she's looking down?
All she said was, that's Earth.
Like looking down.
I'm sure, you know, I'm not going to be thinking about my set list when I'm looking at Earth from space. That was probably an amazing feeling.
And in confirming, it is indeed round for all the flat earthers out there who don't believe that.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what these ladies are feeling. And Katy Perry revealed that she sang What a Wonderful World while she was in space, which, by the way, I think it's kind of interesting the way she explained it all went down.
I've covered that song in the past, and obviously, like, my higher self is always steering the ship because I had no clue that one day I would decide to sing a little bit of that in space, but I think that it's not about me. It's not about singing my songs. It's about a collective energy in there. It's about us. It's about making space for future women and taking up space and belonging, and it's about this wonderful world that we see right out there and appreciating it. This is all for the benefit of Earth.
From Lauren Sanchez to Katy Perry to Gayle King, they said they all felt a spiritual sense of being just looking down at our planet. Automatic, how much is it going to cost for us regular folks to go up there?
$1.2 million.
What?
Nice.
What? So yeah. Only the very wealthy are able to experience this. That's not fair.
You can put down a $150,000 deposit, and that'll get you on the list. It doesn't mean you're going to actually go into space, though.
I think that's what it should cost. This would be wild if this
Why, Anthony?
This ain't a Frontier Airline flight. This is not bargain shopping. It would be crazy if they did like a BOGO on going to space. I think it should be this expensive so it reassures the safety of who's going up there.
I don't buy it. I think this is an upcharge.
Oh, okay.
This is an upcharge to keep us regular folks out. You know, when flights first started, this is a true story, they were very expensive, thousands of dollars. Only the elite, only the wealthy could take a flight from California to New York. And it was this very upscale experience. Everybody dressed up. The airline fed you. Now, you hop on a flight, you're lucky to get, I don't know, free water.
Next to a dog and a guy with his shoes off.
Yes, exactly. Now it's for every day, which I love. So I think that that's this is the beginning.
So wait, that's the one you want to go to space with? Is the guy with the dog in the seat? And
no, but I would like it to be somewhat affordable.
My whole thing is I just don't want to go that far to sit in the middle seat. I would need a window seat. I need to see this seating arrangement.
We don't even have audio yet of the ladies. All we heard was them screaming when they were coming down. Because it's kind of just free falling the whole way down. And then they just drop. It seems like it's almost...
They were free falling for a while. That's when they were screaming, which was probably the most exciting part of this. Well, I don't know. I think seeing Earth would probably be the most exciting thing. But
they had to let a parachute out? What are we...
Roller coaster.
I think the most exciting thing is seeing Oprah and Kris Jenner in West Texas. That's crazy, dog. Imagine going to the gas station and buy beef jerky in Van Horn and you see Oprah with a bag.
I know. They're literally in Van Horn, Texas right now.
They are dying to see women over there. They're so happy about this. Yeah. It's just a bunch of oil workers.
They just doubled the amount of women in that area.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.